This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. One issue that was not supposed to divide the leading candidates for the Democratic presidential nomination is race. But the rhetoric between the Clinton and Obama campaigns has resulted in bad feelings on both sides related to race. Over the weekend, Hillary Clinton tried to clarify her assessment of the role Martin Luther King Jr. played in getting the 1964 Civil Rights Act passed. Her campaign had another fire to put out after a prominent black supporter, BET founder Bob Johnson, seemed to raise Barack Obama's self-acknowledged drug use as a teenager. Voters in South Carolina, particularly black voters, are trying to make sense of it all. NPR's Audie Cornish reports from Columbia, South Carolina.
Until yesterday's steps towards a truce, Barack Obama and his allies have been making the case that the Clinton campaign has been injecting race into this election. And a random sampling of African-American voters in South Carolina seems to agree. Anthony Stovall of Columbia gave me the censored version of what he says people are feeling.
That it's unprofessional, that they're upset, of course they didn't say upset, and that it is a darn shame that sort of stuff has to still go on today. So that's the clean version.
Stovall is digging into the lunch buffet at Max on Main, a popular soul food restaurant run by chef/city councilman Barry Walker. Walker's place is decorated with signed, framed photos of blues greats like B.B. King and laminated maps of his council district. Walker's undecided, but says he's unhappy with the direction he feels the Clinton campaign has taken.
I think they're going for broke now, going for whatever they can do. Crying ain't going to help here. You know, she can cry all she wants. You know, black people have been crying for years. So what's going to help is addressing the issues that are affecting us.
Joseph Free of Columbia, who's dining at the restaurant, agrees.
They're doing, getting into the part that I was hoping wouldn't happen. That they would just stick to issues and what they think they could do instead of start turning this thing to a race problem.
Those comments reflect a kind of collective disappointment within the black community, according to Todd Shaw, political science professor at the University of South Carolina.
I think African-American voters are wise in this sense that they know there's more to come. And I think that is actually the fear.
Shaw says there is a particular frustration at the Clinton camp's tactic of having other blacks, such as BET founder Bob Johnson, go after Obama. And they're especially disappointed in the role President Bill Clinton is playing in this effort.
Clinton is that sense of him being the first black president. Well, now you have not the surrogate, but you have this prospect of the first black president. And so, in effect, they don't have that same mantle to speak to, and actually, in some ways, you might say, for the African-American community.
Those sentiments were echoed across town at the historically black Benedict College, where Catherine Jones of Columbia and Brenda Walker of Irmo work. The women were split about what to make of Bill Clinton's critical comments of Obama.
Bill Clinton, and he's a kind of straight shooter, I think. If anything, he was probably trying to refer to what they call Obama's lack of experience. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I won't hold it against him.
Well, see, I wasn't going to vote for Hillary anyway, but him as a former president, I had high regards for him, and I lost some points. He lost some points with me himself.
There's almost 2 weeks to go before South Carolina's Democratic primary, where more than half of the electorate is expected to be African American. And so Hillary Clinton has a chance to repair relations with the black community. Her first opportunity comes tonight, when she'll join Obama, as well as John Edwards and Dennis Kucinich, in a debate in Las Vegas. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.